ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で24問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。パート A、リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。
Now we will begin the test. Listening 1.
What should we give Mika for her going away present?
I don't know. I was thinking of something simple, like a big card, with all of our signatures on it. That's always nice.
We should get her something nicer since she's worked so hard for the company. Why not some earrings? She's been wanting some pearl earrings for a long time.
Sounds expensive, though. Why not some flowers?
Flowers are okay, but that means she has to carry them home on the subway after work. You know, Mary thought we should give her a pen with her name on it.
Sounds boring, doesn't it? We could just give her the flowers at the end of year party.
I just think that we should give her something that will last a bit longer.
Yeah, okay. Let's go with Mary's idea then.
Question 49. What will the man and woman buy for Mika? Listening
2. It's now time for the weekend weather report for Aichi Prefecture. On Saturday, all parts are forecast to be cloudy.With a high of up to 24 degrees in the south of the prefecture, and 22 degrees in the north. Nighttime temperatures will be between 17 to 19 degrees. Sunday's forecast is basically more of the same for the north of the prefecture, where the maximum temperature will remain unchanged from Saturday. However, strong breezes will make it cooler in the south, with a maximum of about 21 degrees. In the evening,There will be rain in most areas, which will drop the nighttime temperatures to around 15 degrees in the north and 12 degrees in the south.
Question 50. What is the highest temperature forecasted for Sunday in the north of Aichi Prefecture? Listening
3. Is this all that has to go into the car?
Yes, except these two bags that go in the front seat with me. The red bag has the soft drinks and water, and the blue bag has the sweets and snacks for the drive to Nagano. The others go in the back of the car.
Wow, what's in this bag? It's heavy.
That's the fruit and vegetables. This small cooler bag has the meat and fish. Make sure you put that in the back seat away from the sun.
Okay, that's easy enough. Lock the front door and we'll be on our way.
Question 51.What's in the heavy bag? Listening
4. Grandmother, can you drive me to the station? It's raining outside, and I have to get downtown to meet my friends soon.
Sorry, I'm kind of busy at the moment. Isn't your dad free?
No, he's cooking dinner.
What about your sister?
She told me she would.She agreed to take me at 4 p.m., which is now, and then promptly forgot and went out to meet her friend.
Well, what about your mother? She's home now.
She told me to ask you.
Okay, just a minute. I'll get my keys.
Question 52. Who will drive the boy to the station? Listening 5.
Okay, I think that's it. The suitcase is nearly packed, and we need to head to the airport soon. I hope there's nothing else we need to put in the suitcase. It barely closes.
Oh no, you haven't put my winter coat in yet. That's going to take up quite a bit of space, so we'll have to take something out. You didn't pack my leather coat, did you? I don't need to take that if I'm taking the winter coat.
No, you didn't give it to me, so I didn't pack it. I suppose we could take out your sweater, if you're going to take the winter coat. You don't need both.
Or your fleece if you're taking your winter jacket.
Good idea. I am taking my winter jacket, so I guess I don't need both. Here's my fleece. Can you put it back in the closet for me?
Sure. Put my coat in the suitcase, and then let's go.
Question 53. What was taken out of the suitcase? Listening 6.
Hello, George. It's Anne-Marie Marchant. I used to sit next to you in Mr. Hinchy's French class at St. Mary's High School about 10 years ago.
Sure, yes, of course I remember you. You went off to study Spanish at university, didn't you? You wanted to become a teacher, right?
Yes, I did originally, but actually I changed my mind and I went into nursing.
Really? Well, that's quite a change from becoming a teacher.
Well, yes. Actually, the reason I'm calling is to check if you'd received an email inviting you to our high school 10-year reunion party at the Adelphi Hotel. I'm the event organizer for the party, and I have to let the hotel manager know how many people will be attending.
Yes, yes, I did receive it. I'm sorry, I should have replied sooner to your email. I will be attending, and thanks for inviting me. I look forward to catching up with you and hearing all about the last 10 years.
That's great. See you there.
Question 54. What does the woman do for a living? Listening 7.
You mentioned an Indian restaurant yesterday.
Yes, I really want to go there sometime.
What about going there for dinner tomorrow?
It's closed on Wednesdays. What about going the day after?
No, Thursday's no good. And you'll be out of town on Friday.
What about this evening?
This evening, I have some work that I've got to finish.
I don't mind eating dinner a bit late. What time will you finish?
Around 8. We could have dinner after, if that's all right.
Sure. See you then.
Question 55. When will the man and woman go to the restaurant? Listening 8.
Good afternoon. Pizza Adviso. How can I help you?
Hi. I'd like a takeaway order, please. What size pizzas do you sell?
We have small, medium, large, and extra large.
Then can I order one medium and one small pepperoni deluxe pizza?
Okay. One medium and one small pepperoni.
And an extra large seafood.
I'm sorry. We don't make that pizza in that size.
How about large, then?
That's fine. Is there anything else?
One medium cheese and tomato, and that's all.
Thank you. The cost is $23. We'll have your 4 pizzas ready for collection in 45 minutes. Let me just take your details.
Question 56. Which size seafood pizza does the man buy? Listening 9.
That shirt looks really great on you. The color is very nice.
Thank you. I just got it on sale at the department store downtown.
Really? Don't you usually shop at that clothes shop in the mall?
I do go there, and I also like the new boutique on Fifth Avenue.
So which one do you like to shop at the most?
Actually, none of them. My favorite place to go is the Fashion Outlet Mall just outside of town.
I know the place, but I've never been there. I'll have to try it out sometime.
Question 57. Where did the woman buy her new shirt? Listening 10.
Oh, Kaylee, there you are. Jack and I were wondering if you'd be interested in going to the Jason Mraz concert with us on Sunday. We have an extra ticket.
Sounds great. What time should I meet you?
It starts at 7 and the doors open at 6:30, So how about 6:15 in front of the concert hall?
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, although we're also thinking of stopping for a slice of pizza before the show at 5:30.
5:30. I'll be coming from work, so I have to meet you in front of the concert hall.
Question 58. What time will the woman meet her friends for the concert?
Part B. リスニング11からリスニング12では、英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
Hello, listeners. This is Jackie Jones on Radio Chikusa with our afternoon show, Tea for Two, Me and You. Our reporter, Danny Davies, is going to tell us about daylight saving time. Daylight saving time is a system where countries change the time according to whether it's spring or autumn. Right, Danny?
Hello, Jackie. Listeners. Yes, daylight saving time, or DST, as it is also known, happens when a country changes its official time. In the spring, they add 1 hour to the time, so there is an extra hour of daylight in the day. This allows people to have more time for shopping and recreation, since the sun would set at 8 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock, for example.
I see. So how does this system work?
Well, in Europe, DST officially starts in mid-March, when most countries put their clocks forward by 1 hour. For example, 2 o'clock in the morning will change to 3 o'clock in the morning. This time change will last from the middle of March until the last week of October, or even early November, depending on the country.
Right. So DST lasts from early spring to late autumn?
Yes. DST ends when countries put their clocks back 1 hour to what is called standard time. This lasts from the end of autumn until early spring.
Okay. So when was DST first introduced?
In 1916, during the First World War. Germany, Austria, Hungary, and Great Britain were short of coal and introduced DST in order to save energy. Unlike the other countries, Great Britain has continued to use DST every year since that time. Germany and other European nations brought back DST in the early 1980s and still continue to use it to this day. However, there will soon be changes taking place in Europe.
In what way?
Countries in the European Union, or EU, usually put their clocks forward 1 hour on the last Sunday in March, and 1 hour back on the last Sunday in October. But soon all EU countries will stop changing their clocks twice a year. Some countries will stay permanently on standard time and not put their clocks forward. The others will put their clocks forward 1 hour and keep it that way all year round.
Fascinating. Well, thank you, Danny, for taking the time to tell us all about daylight saving time.
My pleasure, Jackie.
Listening 12.
Hello. What can I help you with today?
The new battery in my phone is losing power really quickly. It seems to charge fully in about 45 minutes, but then within 2 hours, my phone powers off.
I see. I'm afraid that old batteries often don't keep their charge as long as new ones. A battery's charge capacity tends to reduce by about 5 minutes each month. I suggest that you change to a new battery. If you can wait for 20 minutes, I can install it for you.
I told you, it is a new battery. I was here 2 days ago, and your colleague changed it then.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I missed the point about it being new. It could be that the new battery is defective, but I think it's more likely to be a problem with a charger in the phone.
Can you fix it?
Yes, but we'd have to send it to our repair center to have them look at it. But before that, let me install another new battery. It might work.
How much is this going to cost me? I've already paid 7,000 yen for a new battery.
If it turns out that the battery is defective, there will be no charge for a new one. In fact, we'll give you back 5,000 yen for your trouble. However, if it's the charger in your phone, a new one will cost 15,000 yen. But to be honest, it might actually be more economical for you to change to a newer phone than pay that much money for a repair. If you're interested in our most up-to-date model, I can reduce its price by 30,000 yen, but you need to buy one today. If you prefer to stay with your current model, I can offer you a 20,000 yen discount off the regular price.
Let's just try another new battery, shall we?
パート C、リスニング13では、英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 13. You will hear a woman called Dolores talking to a man called Kirk about things they need to buy from the supermarket. Look at the 9 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
I'm going to the supermarket soon, so I want to make a list of things we need to buy.
I'd better head to the kitchen to check the refrigerator.
I'm already there. Just stay where you are in the living room and tell me what we need, and I'll write it down. Firstly, we're out of butter. You used it up on your toast at breakfast this morning.
Have you checked the freezer? I think there's some in there.
No, it's all gone. Wait, there's some at the back, but I'd better buy more.
Don't forget to buy salted butter this time. I can't stand unsalted. How are we for milk?
No problem, but we need yogurt. Do you want plain or fruit?
Either one is okay. Oh, and can you get me some figs? They're delicious when they're fresh.
Will do. I don't know how you can eat figs. They're tasteless. I'm going to buy fresh pineapple for me instead.
We also need bread and vegetables to make salad, except lettuce. We've got some left from last week. And can you buy a pack of mushrooms so that we can make pizza tonight?
I think I'd better buy some tomatoes if we're going to have pizza. We're okay for fresh ones, but we do need canned tomatoes.
Add orange juice to the list and sparkling mineral water. I think that's everything for today. You can forget meat and fish. We'll shop for them at the weekend.
Okay, if that's everything, I'm on my way.
This is the end of the listening test.